This week's Parsha is Parsha's Vayera, and we'll start with the story of the Akedah of the Binding of Isaac, which starts in chapter 22, verse number 1. The verse says, Vayachar Dvarim Oela, it was after these things, and we have to understand what these things are. Vayakim Nisa Savram, Hashem tested Abraham, Vayomer Elof, and he told them, Avram, Vayomer, and Avram says, Hineni, here I am. Rashi, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Beites, Omed Beis, 89b, brings one opinion that it was after the words of the Satan, meaning that after the Satan criticized Avram Avinu by mentioning that what's written in chapter 21, verse number 8, where there it says, Vayigdala Yelet Vaygomel, the child grew and was weaned, referring to Yitzchak, Vayas Avram Ishta Gadol, and Avram Avinu made a huge feast, Beyoim Higomel Yitzchak, on the day that Yitzchak was weaned. And Rashi explains that all the royalty of that time were there, including Shem, Aver, and Avimelech. There the Satan criticized and said that out of this entire banquet that Avraham Avinu made, he didn't even offer you even one bull or even one ram. So Hashem answered the Satan by saying that didn't he make the banquet only for my sake? And the Satan was doubting that. So Hashem said, I'll give you a proof that if I would ask Avraham Avinu to sacrifice his son, he would have sacrificed him without any doubt. So the Satan said, let's see. And therefore Hashem tested Avraham, meaning that Avraham Avinu was tested because he did not give a sacrifice to Hashem. And the Satan criticized that meal wasn't for Hashem's sake, it was only in honor of his son Yitzchak. So Hashem wanted to tell the Satan that the whole meal was done for Hashem's sake, and therefore Hashem said that if I would have asked Avraham Avinu to sacrifice his son, you'd sacrifice them, and therefore Hashem tested Avraham Avinu to see if in fact he's going to sacrifice him or not. The question that Mefarshim ask is, why in fact didn't Avraham Avinu bring a bull or offering when he made that huge feast for the people? Meaning that we know that Avraham Avinu was bringing sacrifices every time he heard good news. And here Avraham Avinu is making a big celebration and it seems like he doesn't have Hashem in mind. Then why didn't he in fact bring a sacrifice for Hashem? The Ksav Sofer asks this question. The Ksav Sofer answers that in fact Hashem told the Satan that this meal was a meal to thank Hashem. Meaning that since Hashem previously said on chapter 18, verse number 19, right before the destruction of Sdom, where Hashem gives the reason why he's disclosing to Avraham Avinu that he's going to destroy Sdom, there the verse says, Ki yadativ, because I cherish him, I know him, Leman asher yitzave es bonov es beisu achrov, because he commands his children and his household after him, the shamru derech Hashem, and they will safekeep the way of Hashem, lasso is tzedakah umishpot, to do charity and justice. So since Hashem says that his children are going to be the ones that are going to be learning to do justice and charity, so now that Avraham Avinu has a child that is at the age of starting to learn because he became weaned, then Avraham Avinu did a huge feast because now he has a child eligible to follow in his footsteps to be able to learn to do charity and justice. So the whole meal was for the sake of Hashem. He didn't say it explicitly, but that was his intent, and that is what Hashem said to the Satan. Meaning the Satan doesn't know what is in the heart of Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu's intention was that he has now a child that is able to learn Torah and to continue on the path of Hashem. Therefore, Avraham Avinu made this feast. So Hashem told the Satan that this whole feast that he made was for my sake, for Hashem's sake, exactly as the Ksav Sofer explains. But the Satan doubted that. Therefore, Hashem had to prove to the Satan and the world that this, in fact, was Avraham Avinu's intention. Therefore, Hashem tested them at Akedah. So after these words of the Satan, which happened after the feast that Avraham Avinu did, then Hashem tested Avraham Avinu to see if he's going to bring his son as an offering and to prove to everybody that, in fact, the whole feast was for Hashem's sake and it was not for the sake of Yitzchak. I mentioned in a previous shiur on this parsha that my Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Rabbi Zril Yehuda Leibovich, in his Sefer Ezer Miyuda, writes almost the same idea of the Ksav Sofer, and he explains that this meal was for Hashem's sake, but he brings a different idea, and he explains that this meal was a Sudo Seidor, a meal of thanking Hashem that he maintained Sarah Imenu alive. It will be better if you listen to this shiur, but I am going to summarize the idea. My Rosh Yeshiva explains that when the angel gave a blessing to Sarah Imenu by saying on chapter 18, verse number 10, Shoiv Oshuv Elecho, Koeis Chaya, I will surely return to you at the time that she is alive, meaning that Sarah Imenu is alive, Vine Vein Lesore Ishtecho, and behold, Sarah, your wife, will have a child. And there it's written that Sarah Imenu, after hearing that, was laughing. By laughing and not saying Amen, my Rosh Yeshiva says, she negated the blessing that Hashem had given her, meaning that theoretically she should have died at the birth of Yitzchak, because Hashem said, Ko'eis Chayo, at the time that she's alive, and when you laugh and don't say Amen, then that bracha ends. And therefore, Avraham Avinu thought that the only reason that Hashem maintained Sarah Imenu alive is because Sarah Imenu is necessary for Yitzchak, meaning not because of Sarah Imenu, but because Yitzchak requires to have his mother in order to suckle milk from her, and he couldn't suckle from other women in the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu could not suckle from the Egyptian women, he could only suckle from Yocheved. So too, Avraham Avinu thought that the only reason that Sarah Imenu is alive is because Yitzchak needs her. But now that he saw that Yitzchak became wind and Sarah Imenu is still alive, therefore Avraham Avinu made a Suda Soidah for Hashem, a feast to thank Hashem for letting Sarah Imenu remain alive. So the whole feast, according to Maharaj Shiva, was a Suda Soidah for Hashem, for letting Sarah Imenu remain alive, and therefore he made specifically this feast when Yitzchak stopped suckling from his mother. Then theoretically he doesn't need his mother for any physical reasons, and yet Sarah Imenu was alive. Therefore Avraham Avinu made a feast thanking Hashem for letting Sarah Imenu remain alive. And according to this idea also, the Satan, which cannot read the hearts of people, did not understand the whole idea of this feast. And the Satan thought that this feast was in honor of Yitzchak, that he wanted to show off Yitzchak. And the Satan criticized that he did not bring an offering to Hashem. And Hashem told him, quite opposite, this whole feast was done in my honor, thanking me for letting Sarah Imenu remain alive. And the proof is that if I would have asked him to sacrifice his son, he would have done it. Therefore, the Satan said, let's see if it's true. And Hashem had to test Avraham Avinu by telling him to bring up on the altar his son Yitzchak. Rashi brings a second interpretation of what is the meaning Achar HaDvorim Oile after those things. And Rashi actually says that Achar HaDvorim Oile means after these words, meaning after the words of Ishmael to Yitzchak. That Ishmael was glorifying himself that he is greater than Yitzchak because he allowed himself to be circumcised when he's 13 years old, and yet Avram circumcised Yitzchak when he was 8 days old, meaning that Ishmael had the power to prevent the circumcision by Avram, and yet he did not prevent it. He allowed himself to be circumcised because Hashem commanded. Then he was glorifying himself that he is greater than Yitzchak because Yitzchak got circumcised at the age of 8 days old, and he got circumcised even without his will because he was an infant and he couldn't prevent the circumcision. So Ishmael was glorifying himself that he is greater than Yitzchak. So Yitzchak told him that you are glorifying yourself that you are willing to give up one organ for Hashem. If Hashem would ask me to give up my whole life, I would give up to him. And Rashi continues and says that therefore Hashem tested Avraham by telling Avraham to bring Yitzchak on the altar. The Torah's Chaim asks a question on Rashi, but in truth this question is on the Gemara and the Midrash of how can we say these two meanings of the words Achar, Advarim Oela, which is either the feast that Avraham Avinu made when Yitzchak was weaned, or the argument that Yitzchak had with Ishmael in regards to sacrificing himself for Hashem, if clearly both these events took place way before the Akedah. Because at the Akedah, Yitzchak is 37 years old, and at the feast of Abraham, Yitzchak was either 2 years old, or according to certain Mefarshim, he was 13 years old, and it was a feast of Bar Mitzvah. And the argument that he had the Bishmol had to take place way before that, because according to most interpretations, Ishmael was kicked out from Avraham Avinu's house when he was 16 or 17. Then clearly Yitzchak was then 2 or 3 years old when he had this argument with Ishmael. Then clearly this was a long time away from the story of the Akedah, from the story of the binding of Isaac. And we have a rule that every time it says the word Achar, means that it is samuch, that it is close in time. Acharei, if you have a yud at the end, that means muflag, that means it's far away in time. Then clearly these stories that Rashi brings were very far away in time. And yet here the introduction of the story of the binding of Isaac is written Achar advarim oela, after these things, which seems like it is close in time, and Rashi's interpretations are clearly far away in time. In truth, this is the question of Rabbi Chaim Paltiel and also the Mizrahi, where they explain that Rashi felt that he could give this interpretation because no matter what, this Achar cannot be close by. Because Rashi explains that where it's written in verse 34 of chapter 21, the verse before the story of the binding, it's written, Vayogar Avram Beretz Plishtim Yamim Rabim, that Avram lived in the land of Plishtim many days. Rashi explains that Avraham Avinu was in that place for 12 years. That means that even if we follow chronologically what is written in the Parsha, nonetheless, the story of the binding of Isaac can be close in time to the previous verse, because since he was there for 12 years, clearly there was nothing that happened during these 12 years to cause the binding. Therefore, Rashi feels that since it cannot be connected to the previous verse anyways, then we could connect it to anything that we want, even though it is far in time. I just want to let you know that this question that Torah's Chaim asks is really only on Rashi, because Rashi clearly says in Parshas Re'eh, in Dvarim chapter 11, verse number 30, that every time it says the word Acharei, it's far away, and Achar is Samuch, is close by. But on the Gemara, this is not a question, because in truth, the Medrash Rabbah in Parsha Mem Hei, Simon Hei, writes there is actually a machloikus in regards to Achar and Acharei. There the Medrash says that Rav Yudin and Rav Huna both say in the name of Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra that Rav Yudin says the opposite, that every time it says Acharei with a yud at the end, that means Samuch, it is close by. Achar, when it says without the yud, that means it's muflak, it's far away. And Rav Huna says that every time it says Achar without the yud, that's samuch, that's close by. Acharei with the yud, that's muflak, that's far away. So this question that we have is only in regards to Rashi, because Rashi takes the position of Rav Huna that every time it says Achar, it's close by, then we have a problem with the timeline. But if we hold like Rav Yudon, that every time we say Achar, it's far away, then it is not a question why we pick something so far away from the binding of Isaac as the feast that Avraham Avinu did, or as the argument between Yitzchak and Ishmael, because that is far away. So then it's not a question, meaning that on the Gemara and the Medrash, it's really not a question. The only question is in regards to Rashi, because Rashi adopts the idea of every time it says Achar is close by and Acharei is far away, then we have a problem in regards to Rashi. The Yalkut Shimoni gives a very hard interpretation that could even apply to nowadays. The Yalkut Shimoni explains that Vayachar Advarim Oela, that it was after these things, It means after what is written in chapter 21, verse 32. There in chapter 21, verse 32, it's written, Vayichrasu Briz BeBeersheva, that they made a covenant in Beersheva, meaning that Avraham Avinu and Avimelech, the king of the Plishtim, made a covenant in Beersheva. The Medrash says that Omru Malach HaShores, that the angels came in front of Hashem and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem, Adam Yachid Borarta Lecha Ma'ayin LeShoynois, you chose a single man from all the languages, meaning from the whole world, you chose one single man, the Koras Briz Imumas Olam, and he decides to make a covenant with the nations of the world, meaning Avraham Avinu did not ask Hashem for permission to do a covenant with Avimelech, the king of Plishtim. If Hashem wanted that Avimelech should be part of a covenant, Hashem could have directed Avraham Avinu, or Hashem could have made a covenant with Avimelech too. The fact that Hashem decided to make a covenant only for Avraham Avinu is because Hashem wanted only Avraham Avinu to be part of that covenant and nobody else. Plus, by Avraham Avinu making a non-aggression covenant with Avimelech that he's not going to harm his children, his grandchildren, that implies that Avraham Avinu does not completely trust Hashem, and Avraham Avinu only trusts the covenant, that Avraham Avinu is afraid for Yitzchak, and he won't trust that Hashem will protect Yitzchak. Therefore, Avraham Avinu is making this covenant with Avimelech that Avimelech won't harm Yitzchak and it won't harm his children either. Therefore, Hashem answers the angels. Ben Yochid Nosatiloi, I gave Avraham Avinu an only son. Vani Oimeloi, and I will tell Avraham Avinu, Heleyu Oilo Lefonai, to bring up the son as an offering in front of me. So, Im Yaleyu Harei Mutav, if he brings him up, meaning if Avraham Avinu brings Yitzchak as offering, then it's good. That means that I know that his intentions are good for the covenant. Veim Laav, but if he doesn't bring Yitzchak as offering, then Yofe Ato Emrim, then you are right in arguing against Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu did the wrong thing by doing the covenant with Avimelech, since I see that all he cared about was the welfare of Yitzchak. So because of that, because of the covenant Avraham Avinu signed with Avimelech, Hashem tested Avraham to see what is the reason why he made the covenant. Did he make the covenant because he didn't trust Hashem for the welfare of Yitzchak, or he made the covenant for an ulterior motive? According to this Midrash, when it's written, Vayachar Advarim O'ela, it was after these things, it was after these things that the Torah records preceding it. Then it fits very well that Achar is Samuch, it's close by, because right after what happened for Avimelech, then Hashem decided to test Avram. Just to finish off the Midrash continues and says, Mikan Amru, from here they said, meaning there's a saying from there, that Eilach Uma Ba'olam Shenishdabu Ba'am Be'Israel Yoyser Mimeno, that there is no nation in the world that subjugated, that caused trouble to the Jewish people more than the Plishtim. Bischar Bris Shekoras Avram Es Avimelech Melech Plishtim, because of the covenant Avram Avinu signed with the king of Plishtim, that caused that we should be subjugated under the Plishtim more than any other nations of the world. Other Mefarshim explained the same vein, that Hashem was angry at Avraham Avinu for making a covenant on the land for Avimelech, by making a covenant with Avimelech for not getting the land, because Avraham Avinu made a non-aggression covenant for his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren. Then, theoretically, up to that time, Avraham Avinu won't be able to conquer the land. And Hashem had promised that to your children I'll give this land. And yet Avraham Avinu is so sure that he is entitled to make a covenant, that he makes a covenant for future generations. Therefore Hashem wanted to test Avraham Avinu by saying that what right do you have to make a covenant if I ask you to bring your son as an offering, won't you do it? Then, since Avraham Avinu obviously would do it, then Avraham Avinu realizes that he has no right to make a commitment for his children and his grandchildren and great-grandchildren if he doesn't know at any time if he's going to have children, grandchildren. Because Hashem could have asked him to bring an offering, Yitzchak, and then the covenant won't be true. So by asking Avraham Avinu to bring as an offering Yitzchak, Hashem was in a way rebuking Avraham Avinu for making this covenant for his children with Avimelech, because he is never sure that his children are going to remain alive, then how can he make a covenant for his children and his grandchildren? The Ksav Sofer brings a few answers on the meaning of Achar HaDvarim Oela, after these things, what things there were. And in one of the things he explains that after Hashem tells Avraham Avinu everything that Sarah says, listen to her, meaning that Sarah Imenu tells Avraham Avinu on chapter 21, verse number 10, Goresh Oma Zois Vezbna, drive out this slave woman and her child. After these things, Hashem decided to test Avraham Avinu by the Akedah, by the binding of Isaac. The Ksav Sofer explains it in the following way, that the reason why Hashem tested Avraham Avinu is not because of Avraham Avinu, because clearly Hashem knows that Avraham Avinu is going to pass the test. The reason why Hashem tests Avraham Avinu is to show everybody, to show the whole world how devoted Avraham Avinu is and what he's willing to do for Hashem. Therefore, the Ksav Sofer explains the following, that while Ishmael was there, if Hashem would have told Avraham Avinu to bring up Yitzchak as an offering, people would have thought that the reason why Avraham Avinu is willing to sacrifice and kill his son is not because Hashem told him to do this, but because Avraham Avinu has suspicion or knows that Yitzchak is not really his son. As Rashi explains in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, that the nations of the world were making fun and mocking and saying that Sarah Imenu became pregnant from Avimelech, because all these years that Avraham is together with Sarah Imenu, she doesn't become pregnant, and she goes one night with Avimelech and she becomes pregnant. So people were mocking and saying, Me Avimelech Nisabro Sarah, that Sarah became pregnant from Avimelech, and if Avraham Avinu would have now brought Yitzchak as an offering, people would have thought that the reason he's doing it is because he also believes that Avimelech is the one who fathered Yitzchak. Therefore, he wants to kill him, but not because Hashem told him to bring his beloved son as an offering, and Avraham Avinu is doing it because he wants to do the will of Hashem. But now, says the Ksav Sofer, that Hashem told Avraham Avinu to send away the son of the slave woman, to send away Ishmael, because it's not proper that the son of a slave woman should be together with the son of the master, then now everybody knows for sure that Avraham Avinu holds that he is the father of Yitzchak, that not Avimelech is the father of Yitzchak, but Avraham Avinu is the father of Yitzchak. Therefore, only now Hashem tells Avraham Avinu to bring up his son as an offering, because now nobody will think that Avraham Avinu wants to kill this child because he believes this child is not his and it's Avimelech's. So therefore, says the Ksav Sofer, only after Hashem told Avraham Avinu to send away Ishmael, then Hashem could now make the test of the Akedah, of the binding of Isaac, because now nobody will say that Avraham Avinu is taking Yitzchak into the altar to kill him because he's not his son, and everybody will understand that he's taking it to the altar because Hashem told him to do it, and he's doing the will of Hashem. That interpretation of the Ksav Sofer, it is Vayachar HaDvarim Oela, after these things, it is after what is written in chapter 21, verse number 33, Tupsukim, before the story of the Akedah, the story of the binding. And there it's written, Vayita Eishel B'Verishava, that Avraham Avinu planted a tree in Verishava, Veikro Sham B'Shem Hashem Elokei Moilam, he called the name of Hashem, the God of the universe. And then it's written, Vayogar Avraham Beretz Plishtim Yomim Rabim, that Avraham Avinu lived in the land of Plishtim many days, and as Rashi explains, that he lived there for 12 years. And the Ksav Sofer explains what he means in the following way. And he says that had Avraham Avinu just gone for the Akedah without having any previous reputation, then people wouldn't learn anything from the Akedah, from the binding of Isaac. People would have thought that Avraham Avinu is an old and cruel man and is bringing his son into the altar. There is no reason that people would learn any lesson from what Avraham Avinu is doing. And people wouldn't have had second thoughts, and they would have surely understood that the reason why Avraham Avinu kills his son is because he is a cruel person. But now that Avraham Avinu established a Eishel, and the word Eishel is the acronym of Achila Shtia Lina, that Avraham Avinu made a place that people could eat, people could drink, and people could stay overnight, that means that Avraham Avinu acquired a reputation of chesed, of kindness to strangers for all these 12 years that he was in the land of Plishtim. That means that everybody understood that Avraham Avinu is a very kind person, even for strangers. Then for sure he would be kind for his own children. Therefore, only after Avraham Avinu established a reputation of chesed for everybody, now the lesson of the Akedah is an important lesson. As the Ksav Sofer mentioned, the test wasn't for Avraham Avinu, because Hashem knew in advance that Avraham Avinu is going to pass the test. The test is for the onlookers and for the future generations to understand what great thing Avraham Avinu did. But had Avraham Avinu not previously established a reputation of kindness, people wouldn't have understood that Avraham Avinu is doing it because Hashem told him and he's going above and beyond his character to do what Hashem tells him to do. But now that he established a reputation of chesed by building this Eishel, this place for eating, drinking and sleeping, now Hashem could test Avraham Avinu and people will learn from that test. Mefarshim ask a few questions in regards to this story of the Akedah. First of all, they ask a question, what is the big test of Avraham Avinu? Clearly, if Hashem would appear in front of a person and tell him to do something, clearly that person would do exactly what Hashem says, because Hashem himself is telling him to do. Then what kind of a test is that? The Ksav Sofer adds to this question and says that clearly Avraham Avinu knows that Hashem has the power to take Yitzchak's neshama anytime Hashem wants. Therefore, if Hashem asks that Avraham Avinu brings Yitzchak to an altar, what kind of test is that? Hashem has the ability to take Yitzchak anytime he wants. And a further question that Mefarshim asks is, why is this test considered only a test for Avraham Avinu? Why isn't this test considered a test for Yitzchak? Why does the Torah say, V'elekim Nisra es Avram, Hashem tested Avram? The verse should have said, V'elekim Nisra es Yitzchak, that Hashem tested Yitzchak. The Maggid Mevoideslav in his Sefer Beis Yaakov answers based on an example. The example is that, let's say, two people have to go to the king's palace, but there is a difference between the two people going to the king's palace. One is going to the king's palace to have an audience with the king, to have a meal with the king, to see the palace's beauty, and the other one is going to the king's palace because he's sentenced to jail for a long time. So he has to go to the king's palace because that is where the jail is. And even though both of them are going on the same road, there is a huge difference between the two of them. The one that is going to have the audience of the king and have the reception of the king and see the king's palace is very excited about every step that he takes. And as soon as he sees the king's palace from far, he is very excited and he is very happy. In the opposite, the person who has to go to jail in the palace, every step that he gives is full of cry and full of sadness and full of despair. And when he sees the king's palace, then he really starts crying and is really sad because he knows that soon he's going to have to start his jail sentence. Therefore, the Voideslav Maggid explains that even though Avraham Avinu knew that Yitzchak is going to die and is going to bring Yitzchak into the altar, and he would have done it anyways, but he could have done it with a sad heart. Nonetheless, the Voideslav says that Avram hoyo besimcha kol hazman, that Avraham Avinu was happy the whole time, that even when he saw the place from afar, he was happy. So the test for Avraham Avinu wasn't the fact that he's going to bring Yitzchak on the altar. The test for Avraham Avinu was in what mood, in what way he's going to bring Yitzchak to the altar. If he's going to be besimcha, if happiness by doing what Hashem told him to do, or he's going to be sad by bringing him to the altar. And he continues and explains that since the test was to see how Avram is going to get to the altar, but not the fact of bringing him to the altar, because that there was no choice, since Hashem could take his neshama anytime he wants, then this test was only for Avram Avinu, because Yitzchak only found out about him being brought up to the altar at the end, as soon as he gets to the mountain. Because before that, he didn't know. So only on the way Yitzchak found out. Therefore, this test, it was not considered a test for Yitzchak. It was considered a test for Avraham Avinu. Rabbi Moshe Weiss, in his Sefer Minchas Osher Masechet Shabbos, gives a beautiful interpretation, and he says that normally we think, when we read the Parsha Akedah, that Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak are in such a high level that they are walking like angels are walking, that they took off completely their physicality and they are completely spiritual as angels of God. And we could visualize that because we know certain rabbis that are able to get to such high level, they seem like they are angels, like the Kohen Gadol looked like an angel. So clearly we think that this is the way that Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak approach the Akedah. But he brings down that the Medrash says that this is not the way it was in the Akedah. Quite the opposite, the Medrash Rabbah in Bereshis Rabbah, Parsha Nun Vav, Simen Ches, brings down that Hu Sholayach Yad Litun Es Asakin, that Avraham Avinu was stretching his hand to take the knife, the Enof Moridus the Mois, and his eyes are bringing down tears. The Naflu is the Mois, the Enof Shal Yitzchak, and the tears fall down into the eyes of Yitzchak. Merachmanus Shal Abba, because of the pity of a father. But nonetheless, even though he is crying, Vafa Piken, Halev Sameach, nonetheless the heart is happy, Lasu is Retzoyim Yoitzroy, because he's doing the will of Hashem. Comes out that Avraham Avinu was actually crying in pain, and his tears were falling in the eyes of Yitzchak. And the question is, why is he crying? Didn't Hashem tell him to do the Akedah? Then why can't he elevate to a high level as angels and do it without any problems? And he answers that because Hashem, when Hashem introduced the Akedah, Hashem says, Kach no es bincha, take your son as yechidcha, your only son, Asher ahavto, that you love, as Yitzchak, Yitzchak, that means that Hashem told Avraham Avinu that I want you to do the Akedah, but I don't want you to be removed, to be in such a level of angel that you could do anything. I want you to be in the level of Bincha Yechidcha Asher Ohavta, that he's your son that you love and your only son Yitzchak. That is how I want you to approach the Akedah. I don't want you to approach the binding of Isaac at this test by being elevated and being removed and being lofty. I want you to use all your feelings, the feelings of a father, the feelings of love, and still do what I tell you because I tell you to do and be happy by what I tell you. So therefore, Avraham Avinu had this dilemma that he had to be in a level which is a Gashmi level, which is a physical level, in order to feel the feelings of a father to a son, the feelings of love, because Hashem told him, Asher ahavta es Yitzchak, that you love Yitzchak, that means that he has to use that feelings, and with that feelings, I want you to bring your son to the altar. So this is a huge test to Avraham Avinu, and therefore this is considered a test. Had Hashem just told Avraham Avinu to bring Yitzchak to the altar, then Avraham Avinu is able to go to a high level, to a lofty level like an angel, and do it without any feelings, and do it clearly as Hashem told him. But since Hashem made a point that he wants to take a bincha with a feeling of a son, as yechidcha, the feeling of only son, asher ohavto, the feeling of love, and to take Yitzchak, that became very hard for Avraham Avinu, and that is the test of the Akedah. And he explains, according to this, we understand what's written in chapter 22, verse number 7, that there it says that Yitzchak tells Avram, his father, Avi, my father, and Avraham Avinu says, Hineni, here I am, and the verse doesn't mention any communication that Yitzchak had with Avraham Avinu. He just says, Avi, my father, and Avraham Avinu answers, Hineni, I am. Therefore, Rabbi Usher Weiss explains that this is exactly what Yitzchak's question was. Yitzchak's question was, Avi, my father, meaning, do I behave to you as you are my father? Do I invoke in you the feeling of father and child? Or do we transcend and use the feelings of an angel in order to overcome the pain of the Akedah? Meaning that we are able to get to a lofty level that we can't even think of our interrelationships in order to do the Akedah. And on that, Avraham Avinu answered them, Hineni Ivni, here I am, my son. Meaning that we have to use the feeling of father and son in order to do this test of the Akedah. And we can't transcend to a level of angels, because Hashem wants us to use these feelings for this test of the Akedah, for this test of the binding. And therefore also could be that this test was only considered a test for Avraham Avinu and not Yitzchak, because only Avraham Avinu was told that he should keep his physical feelings when he brings up Yitzchak to the altar. But Yitzchak was never told to keep his physical level when he goes to the altar. He could be in a lofty level as an angel. Therefore, this is not the test for Yitzchak, it is a test for Avraham. The Satmar Rebbe in his Sefer Divrei Yoel brings an interesting idea, and he explains that part of the test of the Akedah, of the binding of Isaac, is that Hashem removed from Avraham Avinu all the connections that Avraham Avinu had with Hashem, meaning all the closeness that he had with Hashem, and Hashem made it as he would have said everything that he said from afar, meaning not like he would see Hashem clearly and Hashem would tell him exactly what to do. It would be as he saw Hashem from afar, and then Hashem wanted to see how Avraham Avinu is going to react. And he says that this is the meaning, Vayar es amokoy merochoik, normally translated that Avraham Avinu saw the place from afar, but the Satmar Rebbe brings down from the Haggadah that we say by the four sons, Baruch HaMokoim Baruchu, blessed is Hashem, blessed is He, and Hashem is called sometimes Mokoim, the place. So when it's written here, Vayar es HaMokoim Merochoik, that he saw the place from afar, the Satmar Rebbe says it means that he saw Hashem from afar, and still, even though he saw Hashem from afar as a regular person without any connection to Hashem, nonetheless, he performed the Akedah as Hashem wanted him to do, and therefore this test was considered a huge test. And because of that, since only Avraham Avinu saw Hashem from afar, but Yitzchak did not see Hashem from afar, and Yitzchak was still connected to Hashem, this test is considered a test only to Avraham Avinu, and is not considered a test for Yitzchak. True that if Avraham Avinu was at the level that he was right before the Akedah, that wouldn't be much of a test, since he was totally connected to Hashem and all his limbs were connected to Hashem. But at the Akedah, Hashem took away all these connections and made him as a regular person, where he has all the tests of a regular person, and yet Avraham Avinu was able to pass this test. Therefore, this test is considered a huge test for Avraham Avinu, and it's not considered a huge test for Yitzchak. The Panim Yafes explains, based on the Yerushalmi in Tainus Perik Beis Halacha Dalet, that the test for Avraham Avinu was because Avraham Avinu had a contradiction in what Hashem said. Meaning, the Yerushalmi says, "Shoy Avraham Lishol, Avraham Avinu could have asked Hashem, Et Moel Omarto, Ki Yitzchak Yikor Lecha Zora, that yesterday you said that in Yitzchak is going to be called your child, meaning that the line of Avraham Avinu is going to continue through Yitzchak, and now you tell him to bring him on top of the altar, meaning that clearly Avraham Avinu could have withstood the test of the Akedah. Because if Hashem himself tells Avraham Avinu to do something, he will do it. But here Avraham Avinu had a contradiction, that Hashem already had promised him that Yitzchak is going to follow his line, that his children are going to be continued through Yitzchak. And now Hashem tells something else to kill his son. Therefore, even though Hashem told him to bring Yitzchak up to the altar, Nonetheless, Avraham Avinu could have argued that point, and since Avraham Avinu did not argue this point and he did what Hashem wanted, therefore Avraham Avinu passed the test of the Akedah because he was willing to do Hashem's will even when it cost him his son. And because the whole test of Avraham Avinu was because of the contradiction, but not the fact that he will bring him into the altar, therefore this test is only considered a test for Avraham Avinu, and it's not considered a test for Yitzchak, because Yitzchak was never told that he is going to follow the line. Hashem told Avraham Avinu that Yitzchak is going to be the successor and follow the line, but Yitzchak was never told this by Hashem. Therefore, this test was only considered a test for Avraham Avinu, but it wasn't considered a test for Yitzchak. The Eponym Yofes gives another answer why the test was not considered a test for Yitzchak, and he explains that there is a difference when you do something actively or you do something passively, meaning that we know that Aaseh Doiche Loiseseh, a positive commandment, pushes away a negative commandment, and we also know that the punishment for transgressing a negative commandment is greater than the punishment transgressing a positive commandment. Because when you transgress a negative commandment, you get lashes, but when you transgress a positive commandment, you do not get lashes. And the reason is because whenever Hashem gives you a positive commandment, you transgress the positive commandment by not doing anything. By being inactive, you transgress the positive commandment. For example, Hashem tells you to build a sukkah and you do not build. You transgress the positive commandment by not building the sukkah. In the opposite, when you transgress a negative commandment, then you do an action against Hashem. For example, Hashem tells you, do not kindle a fire on Shabbos, and you go ahead and kindle a Shabbos. That means you do an action against Hashem. Therefore, your punishment is harsher. The same thing happens by the commandments, that if you have a positive commandment to do something and you have a negative commandment not to do something, then we have the rule that the positive commandment, which is an action, pushes away the negative commandment, which is a commandment for inaction. Therefore, the Panim Yofes explains the following. In the Akedah, there is two people. There is Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu has to do the bringing up into the altar, which is an action, and Yitzchak has to be passive and allow himself to be brought to the altar, which is an inaction. And since we know always that the action is more important than an inaction, therefore the test of Avraham Avinu of doing the action is greater than the test of Yitzchak of being passive. Therefore, this test is considered a test for Avraham Avinu and not considered a test for Yitzchak. And therefore also, the Panim Yofes explains that even though Avraham Avinu was already tested by the pit of fire of Nimrod, but that test was also a test of inaction because he allowed himself to be thrown in the pit of fire, where here is a test of action. Therefore, this is considered a greater test than the first test that he had. Then the Panim Yofes gives another answer and he says that since the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, writes down that Gadol HaMetzuveh Ve'Oiseh Misheino Metzuveh Ve'Oiseh, that somebody who is commanded and he does something gets a greater reward than somebody who is not commanded and he does, meaning that if you are commanded to do something, then the evil inclination attacks you and blocks you from doing something, and when you do it, then Hashem believes it's a greater deed that when somebody volunteers to do something, is not obligated to do something, and he does it. Therefore, based on that, the Panim Yofes explains that since Avraham Avinu had the commandment to bring Yitzchak up to the altar, and Yitzchak never received a commandment from Hashem, then Avraham Avinu is a Metzuveh Ve'Oiseh, where Yitzchak is considered Einoi Metzuveh Ve'Oiseh. Avraham Avinu is commanded to do something, and he does it, where Yitzchak was not commanded, and he does it. Therefore, since it's greater somebody who is commanded and does it than somebody who is not commanded and does it, it is considered a greater test to Avraham Avinu. Since he was commanded, then it is considered a test for Yitzchak. Other Mefarshim explained that since the Akedas Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac, was initiated by Yitzchak, meaning that Yitzchak came to his father and asked him, please bind me tie me up in order for me not to be able to move when I see the knife coming down, because if I see the knife coming down, my reaction could be to move and to jerk, and then I will invalidate my offering, meaning that he himself won't be valid because it won't be a proper shechita. So therefore he asks his father to bind him, and Avraham Avinu bound him. Comes out according to this, that even though Yitzchak did a noble act, but nonetheless he took away his free will, now he's obligated to go through with the action. Since he was bound, he loses the ability to have free choice from now on. Then he's considered a oines, somebody who has no choice but to go through with the action. Then his test of the akeda, of the binding, is not all the way through, whereas Avraham Avinu has a choice all the way through, from beginning to end, if he's going to bring up Isaac as a sacrifice or not. Therefore, the test of the akeda is considered more complete to Avraham Avinu, because he has a choice all the way through, whereas Yitzchak only has a choice up to the point where he's bound, but afterwards he has to go with what Avraham Avinu wants, and therefore this test is considered a test to Avraham Avinu and not considered a test to Yitzchak. And Hashem Yisburach should help that, since we're reading about the Akedas Yitzchak, about the binding of Isaac, that the merit of the Akedas Yitzchak, of the binding of Isaac, should stay for us and for all the Jewish people, and we should merit to have Moshiach come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, b'mehera b'yomeinu, Amen.